We focus mostly in three areas. You have capacity building gender issues, you have wealth creation and health. When we talk about health here, we want to talk about HIV/AIDS, support to orphans and vulnerable children. Talking about funding, I would say that we started from our own initiatives. Our members were paying their dues and we were having members donating. And later on, when our activities gained recognition, we built a kind of partnership, which we usually call civil society government partnership building. So we reinforced that, and the government became one of our partners to help us carry on with some of our activities. But we also had international partners like CARE International in Cameroon, Plan International in Cameroon, the Open Society Initiative for West Africa. All of these came to support us. And recently we have the MIVA Netherlands, who is supporting us in terms of communication, means of communication for hard-to-reach areas. Capacity building for modern technologies in agriculture, because some of the community-based organizations which are affiliated to us are farmers. You know, they do farming and they need to know modern techniques, access equipment, access information to market and so on. But we said that before, empowerment of the woman does not only come by providing equipment. It starts by education, creation, awareness, raising. And now, if you do not educate the woman on how to put up a business plan, on how to go about managing a small enterprise or business, then it leads to failure. So we educate them in some of these areas, leadership, group dynamics, how they can have group cohesion to have better results.